Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed, and good food for the soul. Good, edifying, and encouraging preaching, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord bless and strengthen you and all the saints everywhere. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come is my prayer and our only hope. Maranatha.
Unto the Lord, perfect heart, singleness of heart, singleness of mind. The beginning of restoration is the restoration of worship. Now, we don't do well. Now, you just should understand that. The way we worship God is slovenly. It's slothful. It's shameful. Understand that? Now, do I say this all the time? Is there much change? No. That's because your heart's not right. You tell me when somebody, come on, saints. You tell me this slothful worship come out of a right heart. Then you're calling God a liar. Thank you, sister. It is. I'm there every day. I set an example. It's still so. So we're without excuse. There are examples we follow. The ones that are slowful, we follow their example. So that's our justification, right? I'm talking to most of us. You understand that? Not everybody, but the majority I'm talking to. Everybody hear me? Absolutely. I ain't going to back up. Absolutely not. You do not give God the glory to his name. And it's not because of him. It's because your heart's been moved away from God. You honor him with your lips, but your hearts are far from God. People's hearts that are close to God, man, they're on fire for God. They worship God. They grab a hold of God, and they won't let God go. I'm not asking y'all. And all of this slothful, you ain't going to convince me that your heart's after God. You just not. You're backslidden. You're not provoked either. Restoration. The beginning of restoration is the restoration of worship.
Hallelujah.
So that's repentance. See, we have opportunity to repent. We have opportunity to repent. Restore, Lord. See? Oh, I've got an example. You complaining, brother? Okay. Yeah, let's say it. I mean, let's say it like we mean it. That means we repent. Everybody understand that? Oh, let me see where I start. I've got one out of First Chronicles. What are you writing, brother? Got one. What? Got one out of Second Chronicles. I got scriptures everywhere. You know what they say? The beginning of restoration is the restoration of worship. That's what the scriptures that I have, that's what they say. I've got evidence. But evidence don't convince everybody. You know, when the prosecution and the defense present their evidence, some believe some evidence and some believe the other evidence. That's how we are. See? I give God's evidence, you know, that the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, I give it. Things not seen. See? But some don't believe the evidence. The ones that don't have faith don't believe the evidence. But y'all have faith, what's your excuse? Y'all know this is wicked? It shouldn't be named among us. You know what? Yoko pulling double duty? Shouldn't be named among us. Where are the compassionate hearts? Why is it when I call none answered? Hey, see? Oh, we just like to read the scriptures, Pastor Rice, and you know you're a hypocrite. You know God knows your heart. He knows why you like to read the scriptures. Huh? You know he knows that, huh? Or you won't fool him. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, I've got the whole book, man. My heart is indicting a good matter. Y'all understand that? So I'm ready to worship God. That's what I prepare to do when I wake up. Now, don't y'all lie to me. you're lying to me, though, because everybody don't do that. When you see them, the first thing is a complaint. They hadn't been seeking God. Well, Pastor, you don't see what I see. I don't see it like you see. How about that? Oh, yeah, they don't do you like they do me. I just don't take it like you do. Everybody understand? Yeah, there's no difference between us. If you get upset, I get upset. Huh? You get discouraged, I get discouraged. Huh? You see the wickedness in Kurt, then so do I. I just handle it different. See? I got you again. Oh, you just don't see. I see the wickedness in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I'm exercising myself and judging myself so I can see clearly. Hallelujah. And that's the only way any man is going to see clearly. First, judge yourself. He that is spiritual, he's going to judge himself so that he's judging no man. But we don't do a good job judging ourselves. Huh? Y'all want to judge yourselves on this? You want to judge yourselves on how you show up at the tabernacle? How you pray? You're going to judge yourself how you come in here? Go ahead, judge yourself. So far, you hadn't done a good job. See what I mean? And y'all can get a hireling if you want to. I'm going to please God. Yes, I am. I got grace for this. Glory, glory. Now, we're just not convinced that our worship is slothful. Even though I tell you. You know, what scripture is that? You despisers? You know? You know, God do a work and you don't believe it, though a man tell you? Right now, huh? Y'all don't know the way we worship is slothful? No? Mr. Trump wouldn't receive it. He'd fire you right away. But there is some, make some sense in what Mr. Trump does. If you don't speak what he speaks, he get rid of you. Right. So, come on. If we don't speak what God speaks, guess what? Right. The only difference is Trump don't care if it's right or wrong. He just wants you to speak it because God's not like that. He wants us all to speak the same thing. Yeah. All that's right concerning him. All that concerning his ways. Yeah. Concerning what he's doing for you and what he's done for you. See? And if we worship slothful, we don't speak right about what God's done for us. And if we're saved at all, then we should know that he's done enough for us to worship him in spirit and in truth continually. Huh? Not under duress, but gladly. Oh, thank you, Lord. No, not now. I think we mentioned enough about they're dirty, man, and somebody need to watch. That's okay, good. Y'all let me preach. I'm going to preach, brother. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Y'all see how I prayed this morning, huh? I'm going to do it again. I said, Lord, they won't pray it, but I'm going to pray it for them. I'm going to intercede. I said, deliver us from this slothfulness. Yeah, see? That's because it's in my heart. God put this in my heart. Y'all, oh, that's just Pastor Wright. We are slothful. We dishonor God. Absolutely. And we won't shake ourselves. If this is how we showed up at Walmart, they would fire us. Absolutely. I can't convince us, though, because we still do the same thing. You know, this is how I do it, and I ain't going to change. We could say, change my heart. We won't say that. Oh, yeah. Some will, but most won't. You understand? There are some that's endeavoring to worship God. Absolutely. And there are some that are not. They're complacent in the way they do it. You know who you are, don't you? Why don't you repent? Huh? You'll have to ask God to help you. There's something you can pray about. Yeah, see, I was interceding for y'all. Lord, bring us to repentance. See? You intercede? I mean, that's what priests do. Y'all priests of God? All right. Y'all intercede for me then. Yeah, intercede. That's when you do it on behalf of God or people that can't do it for themselves or don't know how to do it for themselves or don't believe they should do it for themselves. Yeah, when you intercede for your children, that's because they don't have the connection you have. That's why I intercede with y'all. Huh? You have the connection I have, you won't be slothful. Not in worship. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. Yeah. God's done for me what he's done for you. Absolutely. You're not responding right, most of you. And you don't believe me. And I'm telling you how y'all do. Just watch me. What? Come on, saints. How are you going to invent somebody you know God and you're just so damn slow? You're not going to do it. Yeah, that's why your children act like that. And you think it's something else, don't you? It's your testimony. It's sorry. Your testimony. Absolutely. They come here and they see our slowful service. Of course, understand the working of God is still manifest in all of that. That's the power of God. That does not avenge us of our slowfulness. That's God's faithfulness because he does it for his name's sake. Just don't say, God's still going to uphold this place and this minute and the word because for his name's sake. Now, understand, you're still slow for most of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I'll just start. This is First Chronicles. Furthermore, David the king. Y'all know David was a king? You know he had a heart after God? You know he was a sinner? All right. How about you? Those are the ones that can really have a heart after God. But I heard the preacher say most of us act like, well, that's the truth. We won't apply our hearts to call on Jesus, especially when it's time to do it. On Wednesday afternoon, we apply ourselves to show up. Yeah, I'll watch us. How do we show up in the tabernacle? Well, whenever I get there. Y'all know that? They show up like the colored folk. You know they talk about CP time? You know it's cultural in the black cultures. They show up late. No? We got a bunch of niggers in here, don't we? Huh? See? Y'all don't like my speech, do you? Y'all know in the black culture, that's what they call CP time? Anything and everything. They're known to show up late. Absolutely. How about some of y'all? Say, man. Show up late, leave early. Now, the message I heard from, what's the pastor's name? Yeah. Elms. He was preaching from Isaiah 5. And his heart was grieved because of all that God's done. That's what it's about. And how the sour grapes came forth. You know this slowful worship, this nonchalance, it's sour grapes. But we've been planted in a fruitful field and made to be a noble vine. Y'all know that? Well. We're not moved, though, see. We're not moved. We think our little offering, God, you better take this or you ain't getting nothing at all. You better take this, God. Well, he does not take it. You understand most of our worship's in vain. Absolutely. But he was talking about how, you know, in the moving of God and the Spirit moving, how some would get up and leave. We see that here. And they think nothing about it. Well, it's time for me to go. You know, I usually go at this time. And that's wicked. Brother Stan would tell you, oh, I believe the prophet, you're a damn liar. You're in delusion. You've deceived yourself. Against the will of God, he told you not to be deceived. He said, let no man deceive by any means. And some of us, we're just, that's our M.O. If it's time for us to leave, we don't give a damn what God is doing. He could be making the lame to walk, pouring down whatever. Time for me, I see it. I can't provoke nobody. You know what will happen? It'll keep going on. And there's where's the restoration? We sure need it, don't we? But of course, they get some strength, you know. Yeah, there's people that don't talk like I talk. Huh? And there's people that don't believe I should talk like I'm talking. That's the strength they get. It's still wrong, though. Absolutely. I mean, we go to pray for 30 minutes, and you show up halfway through and leave before. Come on. Is this how would you like somebody to do it to you like that? Well, thank you, Timothy. But we're not all in agreement. We won't speak the same thing. If you don't stay for your own sake, stay for the unto the Lord, unto the Lord. But see, you deceive yourself saying the Lord don't want you to do it. And I'm telling you, a damn liar. God wants you to worship him in spirit and in truth, out of a pure heart. Not under duress, but gladly. You tell me you leave early and you worship, you're glad that God called you to worship. You're here at the Overcomer and you do everything contrary and you think you're pleasing God. Well, I'm not going to fret, though. Everybody understand, once I do what I do, I still have peace. That lets me know I've done it right. When you all leave early, I'm still going to keep calling on God. When he tell me, I'll still rebuke you. Okay? I don't do it all the time because I'd wear myself out. But when God say, you need to tell them about their soulful worship, then I do it. Solomon, David said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, we can all put that on. Sons of God, whom alone God has chosen. But the way we worship, it does not say that. No, it doesn't. And I can't provoke y'all. God alone has chosen you, and my God, he, not to slothfulness, not to unrighteousness, no, not to disobedience, not to uncleanness, unto holiness, holiness unto the Lord. Oh, we all say amen, but most of us are doing exactly the opposite. And we strengthen each other. All the slothful ones strengthen. You know that, don't you? Absolutely. They're still slothful. They're still without excuse. They want to get strength from them. They could just as well get strength from the ones doing it right. It all depends on the heart. Hallelujah. Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen. Everybody can put that on. Yet we find nothing to get excited about, nothing to move our hearts toward God. You could pick up anything in the scripture, and it should move your heart toward God. What? But no, lo and behold, oh, we got gossip to do. We got seeds of discord to sow. We got some tail bearing to do. We don't have time to find some life in the Word of God. I'm going to try to figure out some way to get what I want. Help me, Jesus. Nobody knows about this, huh? So I found these in the compost. I fished them out. This is the second pair. We fished out a pair this morning. I took them down and gave one to the cat. I'm going to save these for the cat. Unless you want to eat them. They're still good to eat. Yeah, they are. In fact, whoever put them in there should take them and eat them. That'd be repentance. Well, we're not looking for that out. We just want restoration, Lord, restore. I take you all that threw them away, get them and eat them, and then watch God move. Watch God. Did you throw them in there? Well, then you can't take them. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. We'll let Kurt take them. Praise the Lord. Oh, he says, Solomon is yet young and tender. And of course, some of the kings, when they began to reign, were very young. I think the youngest one was Manasseh. He's probably the one that reigned the longest. And did, not the most wicked, but he did his share. He was still a king, though. When he began to reign, that means he began to reign. And when Solomon began to reign, he began to reign. Of course, Solomon had zero experience in being king. The only way you get experience is by doing. But he did ask God to help him. He came in right. He said, man, I don't know. God, I don't know. This is a great people. I don't know. Give me wisdom that I might lead thy people. We won't even pray like that because we extol our own wisdom. That's why we won't ask God for stuff. We're content with what we have. Though it's lame and corrupted. Come on. Moth-eaten and rusted. We still don't want the good stuff from God. Now, when I was praying about healing, that's what Spirit said to me.
Yeah.
Well, we need to be healed from our backsliding. Yeah. Y'all know that's what God said to me?
Yeah.
Would you rather be healed from that or from your condition?
Yeah.
I see. Well, that's what your mouth say. You know God tries the heart. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise
His
holy name.
The work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord. That's why the work that we're doing is great. It's not for man, it's for the Lord. Yeah, we belong to Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. Yeah, our service is to the Lord. But my God, we're so slowful. Absolutely. And we say it's to the Lord, and we don't even blink an eye when we say, oh, this is for the Lord. I don't wash bags, it's for the Lord. I steal the rocks, it's for the Lord. I won't help Yoko out, it's for the Lord. I won't take care of the places that you gave me to take care of, but it's for the Lord. I show up when I get ready, it's for the Lord. I show up at the tabernacle late, but it's for the Lord. I won't open my mouth to pray, it's for the Lord. I won't praise God, it's for the Lord. You are slowful, wicked people. And you're not moved either. A brother Shelby would say, you're not going to move us. See where we are? We're hard. We're hard. We are hard. So our way is hard. Everybody understand that? That's why we got so many complaints. Because our hearts are hard. We could take time and intercede instead of complaining. David said, now I have prepared with all my might. Notice all my might. Not soulful. I didn't show up late, Lord. I didn't leave early. All my might. I washed all my plastic bags. All my might. When Yoko was overloaded, I reached in and helped her. All my might. When Brother Rice did the preaching, I set my heart to receive it. All my might. I didn't show up and just... spit in your face, God. And you try to give me good stuff and me spit it. I did with all my might, Lord, with all my might. Oh. For the house of my God. The gold things. For all things to be made of gold and the silver, for things to be made of silver and the brass, for things to be made of brass, the iron for things of iron. And wood for things of wood, stone and stone, all manner of precious stones and marble stone in abundance. David made ready. God allowed him to do that. But Solomon built the house. Everybody understand that? Now David was going to build it. God said, no. The seed that I'm going to raise up from your bowels, he will build. You just make ready and prepare this stuff for him. So David did that with all of his might. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. I have of my own proper good, my own gold, silver, I've given to the house of God. Over and above all that I prepared for the holy place. Yeah, I gave my stuff too. You know, stuff that was, exclusive with the kings. I gave that too for the house of my God. What are we going to do unto the Lord? What shall I render? Well, I'll show up late at the tabernacle. I'm going to say it as much as God give me grace. I show up late at the tabernacle. And you don't change me no matter how you preach. That's what I render unto my God. I say it's right that God take this slothful offering. I leave early too. Take that, God. Help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Brother, you written anything down yet? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Lord. David goes on and name all this stuff. We'll just get down to the meat of it. The gold for things of gold, the silver for things of silver. Good order, huh? And for all manner of work to be done by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service unto the Lord this day? Well, let's see. Then the chief of the fathers, the princes of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly. I can wash plastic bags, King David. I can relieve Yoko of some of that burden, King David. Hey, I can show up at the tabernacle on time, David. Hey, I can apply myself to seek the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to willingly. We're damn slow. And we not moved. You don't care what God said. Don't care. Come on. And gave service. They offered willingly and gave service of the house of God. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly. Because with perfect heart, they offered willingly. You see why your heart's damn wicked? You're offering sorry. It's lame. It's sick. You need healing in Jesus' name. With perfect heart, they did offer willingly to the Lord. And David, the king, also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. And we have a perfect example of many times what they do is take the Psalms and they would either sing them or they would pray them. We won't do that. We have nothing to offer for God. We're so damn sorry. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. This thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and we praise thy glorious name. But who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? Thank you for that, Lord. For all these things come of thee, and of thine own we have given thee. With them thieves and robbers and crooks. We owe it to God to show up on the tabernacle on time. We owe it to the God who died for it. Yes, we do. But we lie. That's not what we said with our action. And then we la-di-da. Get on your face. Say, help me, Lord. Now, we've been told before about these sorry offerings. I tell you all the time. Amen. Yes, I do. Yes, I, Brother Sarah tell you. Yes, he does. Our heart's just hard. Restore, Lord. Whatever we give God is his. Absolutely. We've not all agreed to that precept. Only according to the precept of man. We say, what's God's God and what's mine, mine. That's how we do it. That's why we worship the way we worship. Don't you know the worship belongs to God? Well, why don't you give it to him? Hey, don't you know the glory? The glory belongs to God. Why don't you give it to him? Oh, I know. I don't feel good today. I've got a little ailment. See? Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, I've got another one. Help me, Jesus. We're all strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most miserable, because man that is born of a woman is a few days, and they are full of trouble. And there's a day appointed. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the judgment day. It's appointed a day for us to die. But after that, if we just live like there's no judgment, which is what most men do, we have grace to do better, but we won't. You know, we have grace to do better. We got the resurrection power. Some won't even talk of it. They speak about everything else except the Spirit of the living God dwelling in their mortal body. That's why they're so damn lean. They talk about everything but about God. Look what I did. Look what my children did. Huh? What God has. We have nothing to say. We have appointed time to say how great thou art. I give example every day. Some won't even follow the example. Oh, I talk about the entrees I make. I know you do. One way or another. Yeah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee in house for thine holy name cometh out of thine own hand. Again now, what God requires for us is his. It's what he's given to us. We are wicked when we won't give God what belongs to him. Whatever you have, you and all that you have, belongs to God. A righteous heart says, hear my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
See, this is why David's heart's after God. He tells the truth about it. It's for us to be able to give and to give willing. My God, what a blessing. That's not how we say it. What can I hold back, God? Huh? You got everything, God. Why do you want my little stuff? You got all power. You want me to wash them bags? Why don't you wash them, God? See? Well, if you would wash them, he'd wash them. Hey, everybody understand? Help him out. Say, hear my Lord. We're going to wash these bags. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and has pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. Now, he's not boasting because he always gives the glory to God, as I will always do. Hallelujah, because the glory is the Lord's. Now, some of us get God's glory. One way or another, we try to get it in our slowful worship, in our rebellion. Absolutely. God don't require this complete, perfect obedience. You know, just we're just giving lip service. I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly. How many? I'm reading from 1 Chronicles. Thank you, Lord. See how many times offering willingly is said? And how God, David always make the point that what he's given is God's already. We ever read this? We ever heard it? And we still worship the way we do? And we still won't ask God to help us? Huh? Hallelujah! Well, I see some hearts are being touched in here. See, that's the righteousness of God. There's some still hard, though. There's some still hard. Hallelujah. But God is still ready and able. Yeah, he's still willing to help you. Hallelujah. He's still willing to help y'all. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thou art worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to finish up this this scripture. Let me finish up here. Oh, Lord, our God. Thank you, Lord. This store that we have prepared to build, the in-house for thine holy name cometh out of thine own hand and is all thine own. This is over and over. This is the theme in this. That we're able to offer it willingly, but it's because you've allowed us to. And it's all yours. Now, you all know that God is able to help y'all offer an offering willingly. If you're slowful, God's concealed. Yes, he can. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people. So it's written for a record. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments and my testimonies and thy statutes, and to do all these things and to build the palace for which I have made provisions. Hallelujah. However, Solomon's heart was not perfect like David's. Y'all know that, don't you? He did get the house built. Hallelujah. But David was the one with the perfect heart. You see how the perfect heart prays? Yeah. Give Neil a perfect heart, Lord. See? Hallelujah. Give thy people a perfect heart, Lord, that we may offer a willing sacrifice, acceptable, with joy. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 25 years old, and he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Now, all of the kings don't have that. This is God's own judgment. David's perfect heart, that's what God says about it. Thank you, Lord. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Did he sin? Absolutely. But he did what was right in the sight. Did David sin? Yes. But he had a perfect heart. All right? Now, y'all understand that. Y'all got the Spirit of God, don't you? Hallelujah. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. This was necessary because the one before him had broke it all down. Everything that was in place to worship God, Ahaz took it down, made room for the other God. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And much people followed it. He caused them to err. Not all the people, but for the most part. And the ones that didn't, they were persecuted, killed. Absolutely, because the king is the king. So he tore down everything. This is unrighteousness. We don't want to be those that tear down. No, no, no. That's why we need to ask God to help us to be true worshipers. Help us to offer an acceptable sacrifice willingly. See? Hallelujah. It won't be acceptable if it's not willing. And it won't be acceptable if it's not what he requires. I know we go worship, but that's not what he requires. He requires for us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeah, that meaning that he's God. Anytime you show up slowful, that can't be in spirit and in truth, because God, he deserves better. So all of our slowfulness is not in spirit, and it's certainly not in truth. It's vain worship. Good. Well, we're going to do it anyway. Well, it's still going to be vain, understand. And you'll still be told by the righteous God. I'll still preach it through. I'll still reprove and rebuke all that darkness. Y'all know that's darkness? Hey, you know that's darkness? Going to renounce all the hidden things of dishonesty. Absolutely. We believe too many lies. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to the end of it. Thank you, Lord. Hezekiah, he sinned as well. Y'all know that, don't you? Well, yeah, there's only one man that didn't sin. This is our righteousness. With faith in him, we're sinless as well. Lo and behold, we have trouble with that, because we esteem our own righteousness so highly. Well, I understand this, filthy rats. That's not how we worship, though. We worship in our filthy rags. Hey, God give us a garment, but we won't put it on. The reason Hezekiah was doing this, because his father, the king before him, tore down, did everything contrary. Yes, he did. It happened more than once. You'd have one king go in there and serve idols and tear it there, and then the next king would have to repair. See? So Hezekiah was one of the ones of restoration. You understand that? Yeah. And he began the restoration by repenting himself and calling the people into repentance. Yes. Yes, yes. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify. And on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the Lord of the house in 8 days. Huh? Marvelous. In 8 days. In the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. They went into Hezekiah the king and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord. And the altar burnt offerings with all the vessels thereof. And the shewbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, all the things of God, all the means in order to worship God, he threw it away." Yes. Hallelujah. You know, they're going to the tabernacle with humbleness and humility. They threw it away. We're trying to get it restored. So if folks show up with the face of, come on, humility of heart, ready to call on God, not just show up to get their ticket punched. I will not back up. I'm not going to back up. Cleanse this house. Purify your people. Yes, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. Hallelujah. Time and time again, what do you think Elijah did? Come on. There are a bunch of prophets of Baal. Huh? But God only had one prophet on the scene. But before the offering, he had to repair the altar.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone brought to my attention a song, there's dust on the altar where we used to worship. Anybody ever heard of that? Who showed me that song? Edie, yeah. There's dust on the altar where we used to pray. How about that? That fit us, don't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, we show up, Lord, but we don't pray. I know. Hey. I know. It's an appointed time, but we find something else to do. You know, like whenever it's time to do any, when it's time to do the bags, it's appointed time, but we find something else to do. Huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, one thing about it, I'm willing.
Yeah, that's why.
But what I'll have to do is I'll have to be able to do it in righteousness. You understand? That's why we won't let Edie eat these. That's not righteous.
Amen.
Whoever put them in there, if they would say, I'll eat them, that would be righteous. But you don't believe me, else you would take me up on it. That's unbelief. You know what unbelief is?
Amen.
It's sin.
Amen.
You know what the end of sin is?
Yes.
Well, I'll find a place of repentance. Well, let's get started. You know what? You would worship God. He would hear you cry.
He does.
Huh? Yes. He would forgive your sin.
Yes.
Heal your land.
Thank
yeah.
You, Lord.
God never beat anybody up for repentance. No, he's got to get them in the place to repent.
Amen.
And that takes a lot of whacking.
Amen.
But if they come to repentance, come on. Whacking's done with. Absolutely.
Yes.
Come to Jesus.
Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Yes.
Right now.
Amen.
I'm going to continue on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are all before the altar of God. Hallelujah. So the priest began to prepare the sacrifice.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. This is repentance. All Israel. We need to make atonement for the whole house. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals and psaltery and with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by the prophets. Huh? The cymbal with cymbals and psalteries and harp. See? And Hezekiah commanded to offer burnt offering up on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshiped. Everybody joined in. All the congregation worshiped. And the singers sang. And the trumpeters sounded. And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When they had made an end of the offering, the king and all that was present with him bowed themselves and worshiped. Moreover, Hezekiah, the king, and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David. I'm telling you. He took one of the psalms, so y'all sang this. Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, all the congregation worshiped. And the singers sang and the trumpeters sang.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going on in Jesus' name. They sang praises unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. Now, we got them right here in our book. Yes, we do. Okay. Hallelujah. But we don't think it right for us to pray. We've got some excuse not to have some words to articulate to God. Words mean you make sound. And some of us are convinced we should not make sound when we pray. You're always going to be in transgression. You understand? Not to say that there are not times of silence, but you go in the house of God and you don't make a sound. That's just not right. Now, if you believe different, go to hell. All right? It's a lie. You're believing a lie. If you don't know that you should use your mouth to offer to God. How do you think I preach to you? By sign language? Huh? What? Why did God give you ears to hear? So you can hear the speaking. So you can hear the words of faith. So you can speak the words of faith. Huh? What can I say? He is Lord. Thou art God. Huh? I worship you. I extol you. I need you. And some won't say it. Oh, they sang praises with gladness. Hallelujah. And they bowed their heads and worshiped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offering. What's a thank offering? Thank you, Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings. And as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. Oh, it goes on to say, but the priests were few. They had so much offering and they had few priests. Like, you know, here we have harvest, but few laborers. So they could not flay all the burnt offerings because they didn't have enough priests. So their brethren, the Levites, helped them out. You know, like we need to help Yoko out. we don't have enough caretaker priests. So some of us Levites can jump in and help her out. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, what will probably happen, someone that has plenty of other stuff going on will offer to help. That goes on all the time. We can't get the slowful ones to say, well, come on, let me jump in and help. But you're not going to take the blessing away from the other. But still, you know, you should seek God to offer an offering in righteousness. So the brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was finished. Till the work was finished. Till the work was finished. Hallelujah. Show up till we get done praying. Till we pray through. See? Oh, no, that's not how I do it, Pastor. I show up late. I know. But it's not right. Well, I'm going to do it. It's still not right. Am I playing? I'm going to show up late and leave early. It's still not right. And especially since you heard it, it's going to be equally, doubly not right. You have no cloak. Everybody understand? You're willingly disobedient. Now understand, people that have a right heart, you don't have to talk to them like this. What I'm speaking to is the hard hearts, the hearts that have moved away from God. Oh, yeah. So their brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was ended and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. What about you? Sanctify your heart. Sanctify yourselves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Be ready always to give an answer. Any man that should ask you for a reason or the hope that is in you. Also, all the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offering and drink offerings and every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people. For the thing was done suddenly. Hallelujah. So what we've been going over is 1 Chronicles 29, 2 Chronicles 29. They're both about restoration, about offering unto the Lord. And there's more. You know, it goes on in 2 Chronicles 30. How Hezekiah sent to Israel and Judah, wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, yeah, so that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, yeah, to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. Huh? What a Passover this one was. But it was after repentance. You understand? And a coming back to God. That's what repentance is, coming back to God. When we continually do evil, especially after being told consistently, that's not coming back to God. So here we are every day talking about drawing nigh to God while we move away from God. Huh? We're not going to draw nigh to God showing up late. No, showing up with faces aren't right. That's not how to draw nigh to God. Shirking our duties, putting stuff off on the other fellow. That, no, you're not going to draw nigh to God like that. Hallelujah. What can I say? Now, we can find willing folk to do it, but that does not change the wicked heart. What I'm talking about is the wicked heart, not the bad. There are people here that are willing to do them. Absolutely. That's not what we're talking about. That's how some of us look at things. Well, why don't we look at as unto the Lord? We don't do that. We give lip service. And we do things unto ourselves. And God is not pleased. Don't tell me that this is an offering to God. Y'all, willingly y'all do that? Well, evidently, you're in his service, right? Oh, I serve God. Yeah, we do. That's why I'm reminding us. This is not an acceptable offering. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, we need restoration, Lord. Heal our backsliding. Thank you, Lord. Giving thanks always for all things. Well, we've got much to give them thanks for then. How is it some of us show up and have no thank offering? How is that? Oh, it's in my heart. I see. I see. I see. Hallelujah. I see. What should I give thanks for? It says here, giving thanks always for all things. Unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, whatever we do unto the Lord in his name, for his name's sake. That's how you forgive your brother, for his name's sake. That's how you forgive your sister. You know, forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave you. So we have unforgiven hearts, and we say it's an offering to God? Really? Really? This is just not a good testimony of what Christianity is. No, it's not a good representation of Christ. Huh? And we can find it okay, and we sleep good at night after throwing off stuff like this on the neighbor. Huh? My God. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Are you going to get your gardens out there, brother? Is that what you're going to tell me? Well, brother, come on. Praise the Lord. All right, James, let me preach. Let me preach. Yeah, we're just prodigal. We're wasteful folk. Yes, we are. And we won't receive reproof. Y'all know this is wasteful, huh? Huh? If this had happened in our house, whoever done it would have fasted for a week. That's the regime I came up with. Of course, I never threw my food away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I never said, I don't like this food.
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's the regime I came up
yes,
in.
Yes, Lord. Amen, brother.
How I was blessed.
Yes, Lord.
How I was blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't get to put sugar on everything either.
Thank you,
how God has really blessed me. I had to eat what was set before me. How God has blessed me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. This is just the American way. It's where the heathen. But when you go abroad, they tell you how wasteful Americans are. And they're right about it. They also tell you how proud they are. And they're right about it. We take the cake. Absolutely. On wastefulness and proud. Yes, we do. Huh? It shouldn't be named among us, though. We're not Americans. Huh? We're fellow citizens of the household of God. I'm going to hold us to it. If we were Americans, I wouldn't say anything about that. Huh? No. No, I wouldn't. We'd sing Star Spangled Banner and go right on. But we're not Americans. We're citizens of another country. Hallelujah. So here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hallelujah. Okay, so I've got the scriptures. The beginning of restoration is the restoration of worship. Remember in John chapter 4, when Jesus talked to the woman, Jesus said, the time shall come, and now is. Why did he say it like that? Well, that's how he said it. He said that they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And to unregenerate, uncircumcised hearts means nothing. They think whatever worship they bring God is in spirit and in truth. They think whatever they offer to God is acceptable. Don't care how many times that we're told that Cain's offering was not accepted. God had no respect for Cain, no respect for Cain's offering.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And we offer what we like to offer. I don't know what's so hard about saying thank you, Jesus. Well, you would think. You would, I mean, the Holy Ghost won't lead us into that. Oh, God. Why don't we all speak the same thing? Hallelujah. Let us all speak the same thing, Tim. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to be done soon. Giving thanks always for all things. Unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all things unto him.
Amen.
Submitting yourselves one to another,
yes,
in the fear of the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Or we could say, for his name's sake. See, same difference.
Yes.
Because that's what he wants you to do.
Amen.
And since you love him so much, be nice to Neil.
Hallelujah.
No matter how forward he is,
Amen.
Be nice to Neil.
Hallelujah.
See, be nice to Sherry. No matter how froward she is, for his name's sake. This is when you do it unto the Lord. When whatever they do, change how you do it, it's not unto the Lord. No matter how I said, we still, you know. No, come on. It's right when I tell it to somebody else, but when I tell it to you, it's wrong. Now, when I talk to Brother Malone back there, yeah, he's saying it right. We do the same thing, it's not right. And what I said to Brother Malone, no matter what Neil did, how wicked he is, your response should be right. But when I say it to others, they don't hear. No, they don't. No, they don't. Even I talk like this, the next time they'll tell me again. And no wonder I get upset. Huh? Well, you get upset too easily. Well, yeah. You call me a liar time and time again, that upsets me. And here's what I say, no matter what your neighbor does, you treat them right. See? And don't say, I can't treat them right because they're so wicked. I won't accept that. I won't accept that. I won't accept
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I take part in your delusion.
Right.
Y'all know that's a delusion?
Yes.
We'd all be off the hook if that were the case. Come on. We would never give God glory. No, we wouldn't. Oh, folks don't do us right. We got to not do them right. God would never get any glory. And I guess that's what's on purpose. Not to give God any glory. Hallelujah. Y'all know we were enemies? I said that one day, and Brother Rod was sitting right there. He said, where is that at? It's in Romans chapter 5. Huh? While we were yet enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. So we're not enemies anymore. But sometimes we don't meet the mark. But we're not enemies. Hallelujah. So you should still do good. This is not acceptable. You know, brother, yeah, I try to make friends with Neil, but no matter what I do, he don't want to be friends with me. That's not right. That's not right. I'm friendly to Neil. How about that? Hallelujah. No matter what Neil does. Huh? I think if I keep being friendly to Neil, somehow God will touch him. But if not, I'm going to touch God. Why don't we say it like that? Well, Pastor Rice.
Thank you,
Jesus. You say that because he's nice to you. Everybody's not nice to me. Consider yourself. Huh? I preach like this and y'all kick me in the teeth. That's not nice. But you say I'm nice to y'all. I keep telling you, don't I? God is glorified. His name's exalted. And no unrighteousness is done. I ain't broke no law this morning. No. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I know how contrary people can be. I don't even have to leave the house to figure that out. But I could be your friend, brother. I say it like this. If we're not friends, it's going to be on your part.
Amen.
So that way I'm always at peace.
Amen.
I present myself friendly to every man. Huh? And if you don't let me be your friend, I'm still not a friend. You know God's presenting himself as a friend? Huh? You know there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus? Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
That means for his sake.
Yes.
Not according to who they are and how they act.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In one of the scriptures, here it is. Servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Huh? Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart fearing God. So again, fearing God, in the fear of God, for his name's sake, all the same. No matter how, you know, obnoxious, let me use somebody, Richard Axe. We'll let Neil rest. No matter how obnoxious old Richard gets, response is still the same. We love Richard for his name's sake. Not for Richard's behavior, for the one who saved us. Jesus. Huh? You, hey. This one's for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey. For you, Jesus. For you, Jesus. See? That's not how we do it. For our sake, when they please us, then we'll please them. That God's not pleased. No. Hallelujah. I know. He goes, well, I'm going to be froward and say you have to love me, huh? That's not love. That's not love. Well, we will love you, though. Not because we have to, for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. Oh, he's so good to me. That is why I love him so. Hallelujah. He's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now we'll have to leave here and go take our test. Y'all know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Y'all want to take the test? Amen. He says, hey, y'all ready to test out? Glory, glory. Kurt's going to help us out, you know. Praise the Lord. Your neighbor's going to help you. Glory, glory. Thank God for the neighbor to help us. Oh, I wanted to go over these. Oh, so restoration, it have to begin with repentance.
Amen.
And this is ongoing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Absolutely.
Amen.
When we're done repenting, then we're done serving God.
Right.
Absolutely. Amen. We're not worshipers anymore. We're Pharisees. We got a few. They can't find it to stir themselves. They've been in the rut so long. God can still get you out. You'll have to admit that you need out. As long as you keep doing and say it's all right, God will leave you in there. Point in case. Huh? I show up every day. And some of y'all are still in your rut. You won't stir yourself. No matter how the Spirit moves, you don't move. No matter how the Spirit moves, you don't move. You're still in your rut. Your heart. Not all, you know. God's still doing His work. Hallelujah. Work on me, Lord. Well, let me see. Brother Malone sent me this word about your neighbor. Your calls seem right, but your neighbor come and prove you. That's exactly how it is. But we don't take it that way. Huh? Praise the Lord. We don't want to see anything but our point of view. See, that's unrighteous in itself. And we wonder why folk have trouble with us. Huh? No matter what we go to do, it's, you have to do it this way. Now, there's a right way to do everything. But the right way begins with the way of peace. Any way that goes, starts from any other place, it ain't right. It's not right. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord, that's right. Every right way is like
Amen.
That. If it's unto me so I look good,
right.
It's not right.
Amen.
It's not right. Oh, you rebuke me, Pastor. I don't look good. Well, you ought to. Huh? Y'all ought to shine up in here. See, some are shining up. That's good. How about you, Dorothy? You going to come back to the fold? Does it hurt you to sit down these days? Yeah, okay, that's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me finish up here because it's time. But the message is still the same. Y'all see, I just start out and say the same thing over and over. So, true worship, restoration begins with repentance, which is true worship. And true worship is unto the Lord. True repentance is unto the Lord. True anything. All right? If you're going
to
love your neighbor in truth, you'll have to do it unto the Lord. And that's what we miss it. Well, we do it unto who they are. No! Unto the Lord. Huh? That's how children obey their parents. That's how wives obey their husbands. No matter what the husband, unto the Lord. I won't back up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gonna maintain my integrity.
Yes.
Whatever we do,
Amen.
We should do it unto the Lord. If it's not, it's not acceptable. You obey your husband because he buy you lots of stuff and do this and that. That's not acceptable to God. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that's how wives are told to submit to their husband as unto the Lord. See? Well, the husband is the head of the wife. See? Even as Christ is the head of the church, for he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, the church is subject to Christ. That's us. Let the wife be subject to their husband in everything. See? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long upon the face of the earth. All right? Hallelujah. It says here, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. There's a colon there. Y'all know what's after the colon? Expounding. Opening up. Enlarging what was said before. That's what the colon is for. Y'all been to school? It says, help me get back my... It says here, and the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul. Colon. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed were their own, but they had all things common. See how that goes together? So that means that they go together. They're not separate. Not separate. Come on. We're going to be of one heart and one soul, then we all belong to Jesus, and we don't own anything. Hallelujah. There's one debt we owe. Hallelujah. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. With great grace. Great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection, which means the lives of the apostle was a great witness that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
Amen.
Now, that's the same ministry that we have, to give witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And all we have to do is yield, and the resurrection life will manifest in us. Y'all understand that? It's not something that you're going to conjure up. It's something that's already in you. That we make void by unbelief.
Right.
Y'all know it won't work through unbelief?
Amen.
I see.
Amen,
brother. You know that? It's in you now. Yes, it is. It won't work through unbelief. So lay aside every sin.
Yeah, Lord.
Every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. That way we can run the race with patience. The race set before us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No wretched man that I am, God did give me somewhat to offer this morning. Now, I look at that several ways. First, I look at if you weren't God's people, he wouldn't give it to me to give to you. That's how I look at it. That's what helped me with the, resolve that you're God's people. Because God keep giving me stuff to give y'all. It should work that way for you all too. Except you believe that God wouldn't tell me to wash plastic bags and to show up on time for prayer. Then you say, well, you know, it's just not a work of God. See what unbelief will do? It makes null and void the word of God. Absolutely. And it's so easy. It's so easy to beset us. I could say it like that. See, it happened before you know it. But if you're not about working righteousness, then that's the problem. Really? Once you get your unbelief out of the way, faith will work. Everybody understand? Well, faith has works. Yes. Yeah. Unbelief is not faith. Huh? It's an enemy of faith. Yes. It'll make your faith null and void. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, when you tell me real nice, I'll believe it. Not so. Not so. Not so. We tried that, you know. So true worship, true anything, is what I'm saying, is unto the Lord.
Amen.
True anything. Worship, praise, thanksgiving, offering, whatever it is.
Amen.
And again, it's so easy to do it unto yourself, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your husband, to your wife. But it's true when it's unto God. No matter how honorary your husband, wife is, unto the Lord. No matter how honorary your neighbor is, unto the Lord. No matter how honorary you are, unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For his name's sake. Same difference. See how many times I tell you how the word means the same thing? For his name's sake, me in the name of the Lord, by his authority, for his name's sake. They all mean the same thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Proverbs 17:16. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to do it? See? If we don't purpose to do right, we have no wisdom. You know, we think not showing up on time is wisdom. Not washing the bag is wisdom. No. It shows you have no heart for wisdom. Well, that's not how I look at it. That's why God sent me to preach. Y'all understand that? So we could look at it through the eyes of God. Hallelujah. See what God thinks about our sorry offerings. Because to us, man, they're the grandest thing on earth. Greatest thing since sliced bread, huh? Oh, my sorry offering. Come on, saints. Now we can do better because he's given us better. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. So we're going on in Jesus' name. Oh, you beat this horse enough. Well, I think we'll stop for now. But I always say the same thing. Everybody understand? In all of my conversation, me walking in the Spirit, I'm always saying this.
Amen.
Everybody, this is walking in the Spirit. When you're walking after the flesh, you let her. I do this, but I don't do that. When you're walking in the Spirit, all the righteousness of God is manifest. Absolutely. 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 That's why some don't know too much about walking in the Spirit. Huh? They walk after the flesh. And they think the little deeds they do is righteousness. Huh? Righteousness is determined. Huh? God tries the heart to see if it's right. Because, you know, in our eyes, if I do it, it's right. See? Isn't that how... Well, the Bible says it like this. Huh? In your own eyes, everything you do is right. That's how the Bible says it. So we have to look through the eyes that God gave us. Eyes, hear with the ears that God gave us, and perceive with the heart that God gave us. And I'm going to preach in that spirit. Y'all should have faith to hear what I'm saying. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I see Linda stayed the whole time. Not only that, she showed some sign of repentance on her face. Isn't that good? Yeah. Help me, Jesus. Yeah. God likes repentance. That's the beginning of restoration. Absolutely. Well, that's what you got to pray for us. But again, I want to reiterate, because God, I'm a wretched man. So that's why I'm grateful that God say anything to me. When he come down and visit me and overwhelm my heart every day, what am I supposed to do? Huh? Should I be grateful? Should I be faithful? All right then. That's how I see it. And this involves my thanksgiving and my faithfulness. You involved because you're part of the body. Hallelujah. And your neighbor's involved in your faithfulness and in your thanksgiving. No you without me, no me without you. Now, I knew Gina knew about that because she told me later. She said, yeah, the Shondell sang that song. Delphonics. Oh, see, I told you. I told you. Delphonics. No you without me, no me without you. They were singing a love song. Well, it is a love song. Oh, God, no me without you. Hallelujah. Delphonics. See? Now, some of y'all heard of them. They did sing the song. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Well, Lord, I need your help, Lord. I need your help. Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity to pray, to come before the Lord our God. Lord, Father God, to ask you, to beseech you that you would grant us mercy and that you would restore, Lord God. Father, oh, Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. Even these words, these precious words, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Precious words. Privileged to hear these words. Father God, I don't want to pray, Father God, in pretense. I don't want to pray in hypocrisy.
Amen, Lord.
I don't want to pray for form or fashion or for show, Lord. I need you, and I need you to help me.
Yes, Lord.
And we need you to help us.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, grant me the sincerity and the willingness, Lord God, to seek you. To seek you with my whole heart. Because so easy to do otherwise. Father God, and I thank you that you have granted unto us, Lord, the authority, the power to serve you with gladness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for the willingness.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I know that is not me. Father, I am not, as a man, a friendly person. You know that.
Hallelujah.
I know that. As a man, I just as soon kill you as look at you. As a man.
Thank you, Lord.
But after what you have done for me, all the pits that you have dug me out of, Lord.
Glory.
All the things that you have kept me from destroying me, that I deserve to be destroyed. All the kindness, the long suffering. God, the long-suffering and the mercy. Oh, Lord, how can I not be thankful to you, Lord? How can I not be kind to my neighbor? How can I not be friendly to my brothers and sisters, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
And though I missed the mark at times, Lord God, I know that you've given me a heart to be thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
And you've given me a heart to be grateful. And you give me a heart to show, to express that by how I treat my brothers and sisters. And knowing some of us, many of us can say this. Many of us can say this. Some think I'm a fluke. Some think I'm a front. Some think I put on a show. I like that.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
Thank you, Lord.
I love being the underdog. Lord God, Your scripture says, as deceivers and yet true.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't do that. I did not do that. I don't even deserve to be able to thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
I deserve to be 6 feet under.
That's right.
So God, if I can be nice to my brother and sister, be friendly, be kind, be courteous, if I can help wherever I can be a help, Lord God, if I can serve you with gladness, Lord, it is a pleasure. And I want to be willing to do that. And I know that God, this is only what you give that's coming back to you. I can't do that. I don't even want to do it as a man. We like misery. Misery loves company.
Amen, brother.
So, Lord God, I thank you for all of this, though. I thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Yes, Lord. Kindness, patience, courteousness, respect, compassion. Oh, Lord Jesus. And Father God, yes, Lord, begin this work.
Restore.
Oh, because we come so short sometimes, Lord. Come so short, forgetting all the mercy that it took to get us to where we are right now. And even as I sit here today, some of our attitudes are still not right.
True, Lord.
Don't tell me, it's in your face. My God, this man of God is pouring out his heart. You hear me? He's pouring it out, Lord. I know it. Help me not to despise it.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, help me not to despise it and wipe my mouth and go away and think, I ain't done no wrong. To hell with him. I don't want to be like that.
Help us.
I don't want to be like that. Help me, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. You know, Lord, I usually will make reference to a scripture that when pastor's preaching like this, you bring it to my remembrance. And usually I'll paraphrase it because I'll quote it. But, Lord, I'm going to read it this time.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray that by your spirit, Lord God, you drive this home to every one of us because this is not to be taken lightly. Because thou servest Deuteronomy 28:47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against you.
Hallelujah.
In hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. God help us, Lord. Father, that should put, let thy fear be upon us. And let us not mock these words. Because this is what's coming to those that mock and scoff. This is what's coming. This is not optional. And it shouldn't even have to be. It shouldn't even have to be pounded on us like this. Where you brought us from, how you keep us every day, even though we're despicable. Your judgments are right, true.
Amen, brother.
And they are righteous.
Righteous.
All together. We are, as you say, we are the church that says we are rich and increase with goods, and we don't need nothing. To hell with the broadcast, to hell with the prophet, to hell with the pastor, to hell with my brother, to hell with my sister. I know what's going on, and I got this under control.
Right, brother.
And I'll do what I want to do. And I'll get right up from this dining hall and do it again. You just watch me. Father, thank you for the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for Holy Ghost conviction.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I don't want to serve you. I want to serve you in the fear of the Lord. I want to treat my neighbor and my brother and my sister for Christ's sake.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I don't want to do anything out of the fear of man.
Amen.
Nothing. I want to do it all in the fear of the Lord. I don't want to serve Pastor Rice or obey him out of the fear of man.
Amen, brother.
I want to do it in the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to do it in the fear of the Lord.
In the fear of God.
That's the spirit you've given us.
Thank you, Lord.
We have the mind of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
We have the spirit of Christ.
Truth, Lord.
And if we don't, and if we reject it, we are denying. We are denying the power thereof.
Thank you, Father.
I don't want to deny your power. It's a joy. It's a rejoice. It's a joy to be released from the bondage of being a man, protecting myself, and proving my own righteousness, and showing how ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. That's bondage. I used to love that bondage.
Oh, God.
I don't want to love that, Lord God. And when my old man rises up in me and wants me to give place to that, and wants me to remember that iniquity and God, help me to put him to death.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Tell me to put that lying devil to death and show him he's a liar.
Hallelujah.
By submitting to God. Yes, Lord. That's the way we overcome, through submission, agreement with the truth. Don't mean I'm a super duper holy Joe righteous, but I am righteous though. We are righteous.
God righteous.
Because you made us righteous.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to deny that work. Hell no.
Thank you, Lord.
And any who think otherwise, well, just check with the ones that God, that check with the other ones that believe that and refuse to let it go, that you got rid of. Talk Hallelujah. To them. That goes for everybody.
Absolutely.
We, whose report are we going to believe? We believe the report of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you said, I will save my people. And you don't save your people without chastisement.
Thank you, Lord.
That's impossible. You don't save your people without correction. We ask you, and if we ask you right, it won't be hypocritical.
True, Lord.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Glory.
We've not arrived because we got some word yesterday. No, that's going to breed worms and stink if we try to hold on to it and think that we don't need any more.
Thank you, Lord.
Hide it in our hearts, yes. Help us to hide your word in our hearts, that we don't sin against you. But not ever be presumptuous to think that we don't need any more. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Hallelujah. Keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins. Then shall I be upright.
Hallelujah.
Then shall I be innocent of the great transgression.
Thank you, Lord.
The great transgression. Oh, the great transgression.
Yes, Lord.
That's the one that Lucifer committed.
Hallelujah.
Who is now Satan. He's now Satan. So let us not commit that sin to think that we don't need any more. No more correction. No more reproof. No more instruction. As long as you give us breath, we need it. We need it. We need you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the joy. It is a joy.
Hallelujah.
It's not grievous at the moment. But oh, is it going to bring about the peaceable fruit of righteousness?
Glory.
Yes, Lord. And those that are exercised thereby. Father God, help us to exercise ourselves in this truth.
Yes, Lord.
Not just get up from here and go about and do the same thing as though it doesn't matter. And so he'll get over it. He'll get over it. No, 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 no. This is for our perfection.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word, you said it. God, you're not a liar. You didn't raise up apostles and pastors and prophets and teachers to be for just to pass time.
True,
they're
Lord.
For our perfection. They're for the edification
Thank
of
you,
the
Lord.
Body. It's edifying when we take heed and we be stepping and help each other. We be kind to one another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. It's very edifying when we do all things for the name in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Meaning for his name's sake.
Yes.
Even you do that.
Thank you, Father.
Everything you do, God, for us is for your name's sake.
True, Lord.
Not for men. It's for your name's sake.
True, Lord.
So we in your likeness follow you. We follow in your steps. And we do all things for your name's sake. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this power.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this mercy. Thank you for this grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Pastor Rice.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the body of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for fellowship with the Father.
Hallelujah.
And with the Son.
Yes.
And with the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
We bless you for it all, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. Amen. All the hearts and minds clear. Okay. We're all here still. Hallelujah. Now, Terry, you still here? Kohlberg online? Ready for duty? All right. Y'all love me? Y'all know why? That's because Jesus loves us. Maranatha, Saints, the Lord is coming.